my name is Tracy Melissa Wheaton, and I'm Program Specialist and Technology Specialist for InSource. I am here today with Roberta Milliken of Indiana Vocational Rehabilitation Services, and we're here to discuss the topic of vocational rehabilitation services, and specifically how this might become an option for our children with disabilities who may be transitioning from school into further education, job training, or competitive community employment. First off, Roberta, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me to come and talk about voc rehab. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome. So tell us a little bit about vocational rehabilitation.
Vocational rehabilitation is a state agency that provides people with disabilities services that assist them in preparing for, obtaining, and maintaining employment. Our goal is for people with disabilities to be able to work in the community, and so all of the services that we provide revolve around helping people get back to work.
And what types of services does vocational rehabilitation offer to students who are transitioning?
Our services are provided in a very individualized manner. So the services that we provide vary according to the person's needs. Some examples of services are short-term training or college training after high school to prepare them for employment. Sometimes we assist a person with job placement services immediately after high school. Other people we may assist with physical restoration services in order to enable them to participate in training or job placement after high school. In addition, we provide vocational guidance and counseling, which is a service that the voc rehab counselor provides to the student so that they can be knowing what all their options are and really understanding how VR can assist them.
Why should students who are transitioning consider vocational rehabilitation services?
Well, we want to assist high school students in being able to provide for themselves at the most independent level, given that person's individual abilities. So we will take a high school student who's been dependent on the school system and their parents and try to assist them in crossing that bridge so that they can be providing for themselves in their own adult life and taking care of their own needs.
How can a student become involved with vocational rehabilitation services? What's that process look like?
Well, actually, any person who would like to receive vocational rehabilitation services must apply for services. Just because a student has had an IEP in school does not necessarily mean that they will be eligible to receive VR services. In order to be eligible for services, you must be a person with a disability who has a substantial impediment to employment and requires our services. If a person decides during their high school years that they do not want to pursue services from vocational rehabilitation, but then changes their mind after that, after they've been out of high school for a couple of years, they are still welcome to apply for services. We provide services to any eligible working aged person. If someone is interested in applying for voc rehab services, they should either talk to the VRC, the vocational rehabilitation counselor, who is the transition liaison at the high school where they are attending school. There should be a voc rehab counselor assigned to work with each high school. So the high school would know who that VRC is, and they could either give you the phone number for the voc rehab counselor or for the office that serves that particular area. And they should just be able to call and say, I would like to apply for voc rehab services. And then they will participate in an application appointment. Information will be collected about the disability so that we can determine if the person is eligible. And then after we determine eligibility, we begin to develop a plan with the individual who needs services and identify what their vocational goal is and what services they need in order to reach that goal.
Are there any costs associated with vocational rehabilitation services?
It does not cost anything to apply for voc rehab or to participate in vocational rehabilitation services. However, VR will use comparable benefits and services prior to using VR funds to pay for planned services. For instance, if someone has health insurance that would pay for a service, then we would use the health insurance and then VR would, you know, pick up the additional amount in the planned service. In addition, if you're hoping that VR will assist you with attending college, you'll need to apply for federal and state financial aid, the FAFSA, complete the FAFSA, and will need to have an unmet need. The unmet need is a figure that is determined by the financial aid office where you are planning to attend school. So in order for voc rehab to pay for any of the ordinary costs of education, such as tuition, books and fees, books and supplies, then the student would have to have a demonstrated unmet need.
What types of individuals would be well suited for voc rehab services?
If you have been getting a lot of support from your special education department at your high school, in order to be able to obtain your high school diploma or your certificate of completion, and you want to work in the long run, then you should apply for voc rehab services. We are often able to assist people with severe learning disabilities, developmental disabilities, and physical disabilities.
Okay. Are there any limits to vocational rehabilitation services that should be considered before folks think about enrolling?
Well, first off, we recommend that high schoolers apply during their junior or senior year in high school, or if they're in like a young adult services program a year or two before they're going to finish participating in that young adult services program. In order for vocational rehabilitation to assist you, your goal must be that you want to work in the community, either as soon as possible or right away, or if you plan to receive some training, you know, if you want to go to college, mm-hmm. then your goal has to be that you're going to go to work after that.
Right.
VR does not help people go to college if they don't have a specific goal that requires college training. As mentioned, you must apply for federal and state financial aid in order to determine if VR can assist you with the cost of training. And, you know, likewise, we don't help people with services that are not related to employment in the long run.
If anyone is interested in either vocational rehabilitation services, either in the college piece of it or the work piece of it, how can they contact you?
Well, since I actually work in a specific office, and there are 25 offices located around the state of Indiana, the best way to find out where you should go, depending on where you live in Indiana, is either, number one, talk to your high school, your special education teacher in high school to find out who is the voc rehab counselor who works with your high school. And if that is not, you know, going to work or you need further information, another thing you can do is go to indiana.gov on your computer, or you can like Google vocational rehabilitation services and then Indiana, and it will pull up voc rehab in our area, and you can click on the map. You can find out lots of information regarding our policies, and you can also find the office that would serve where you live. And then you would give them a call and let them know that you're interested in applying for services. I can tell you that we have helped many students to achieve an employment outcome. We've helped people obtain college degrees resulting in well-paying jobs. We've assisted people who require significant support in a job search process to get a job and then provided them with job coaching so that they can learn their job and develop a solid relationship with their employer in order to ensure job security. And we help people with a variety of disabilities ranging from physical, cognitive, and mental health disabilities. And we have helped many of those people obtain work in a variety of different types of jobs with varying degrees of support. I think the program is a great program, and it's especially good for students who are coming out of high school because it just gives them you know, a good start into being able to be independent adults, you know, as far as their abilities will allow them to be.
Roberta Milliken with the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the InSource podcast. The views expressed on this podcast are the views of the person being interviewed and not necessarily the views of InSource.